Hallelujah. So you just pray for our pastor, because, you know, it's a lot that he has to do. Hallelujah. And that the Lord has put in his path to do. And he does it well, doesn't he? He does it well. I praise God. You know, it's only God that he does it well. So you ought to pray for him today as he brings us forth the word from God. Pastor Russell T. Perkins. Amen. Amen.
God is great. We're going to go to Psalm 51 after we pray. Psalm 51. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come. Lord, we come in confidence. We come boldly to the throne of grace. We lift you up high, Lord. We praise you with everything that we have. Lord, from my innermost being, Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. We praise you unconditionally. We praise you, Lord, when we're feeling great. We praise you when we're feeling not so great. We praise you, Lord, hallelujah, when things are as we would have it or as we would want it to be. And Lord, we praise you, Lord, when something happens in our life where we would rather have not happened. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up. Lord, we praise you. We stand in awe of you. Lord, we stand in this church, Lord, in this local assembly, Lord, knowing, hallelujah, that you have poured your grace out on this place and upon everybody that's here and everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come expecting, Lord, hallelujah, you to bless today, Lord. And Lord, you know what we need. And Lord, you know, hallelujah, what we've been through. And Lord, you know the thoughts and intents of our hearts. And Lord, you know, hallelujah, that deep down we just want to give you glory. Lord, we just want to honor you. We want, Lord, hallelujah, to get you to get maximum praise in this place. So Lord, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Bless the souls under the sound of my voice, Lord. And Lord, touch, strengthen, heal, Lord. Send your word and heal somebody today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this is my church family. This is Bread of Heaven. This is my church family in here. And we are glad to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 51, the inscription to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. And y'all know the famous line, thou art the man, you are the one, David, who have sinned and taken this other man's ewe lamb, or for real, this man's wife. And he ended up taking the man's life by putting him on the front line. It was Uriah the Hittite. Hallelujah. Verse 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. In the final verse, verse 12, restore, the final verse in our reading, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. You can be seated. We're going to talk about the logistics of joy. Hallelujah. Y'all know I couldn't have made that up. The Lord had to give it to me. The logistics of glory. The word of God said that our God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. In other words, there is a divine supply chain system. And he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. And I don't know anybody on the face of the earth that doesn't need the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so when we see this scripture and we see the context in which it describes, and it is given the reaction of the man of God, David, the man after God's own heart, after he had done a terrible sin, adultery, and murder with respect to Uriah, and the man of God, Nathan, came to him and said, "Thou art the man." Hallelujah. "You have taken this man's wife." Hallelujah. And then we see him talking to the Lord. Now, it starts out the psalm, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows he needs mercy. He knows, hallelujah, although he is the king, he is anointed to be king. He has discretion. Hallelujah. He has a certain amount of autonomy. Hallelujah. He can do things. Hallelujah. Without necessarily consulting with anybody. But that gets him in trouble this time. He went on after something without consulting with God, without consulting with wise, godly counsel. And he took this man's wife, and now he's feeling the pain and result of it. He knows that God is holy and that he is in need of mercy, because justice requires a payment for sin. And he says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness." Hallelujah. Praise God. If we translate it out and if we apply the full meaning of loving kindness, it really simply means grace. Hallelujah. "According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." Hallelujah. "Wipe it out." Hallelujah. Praise God. "Wash me thoroughly and cleanse me." Lord, you just got to clean me up. Hallelujah. I can't get myself clean. I need you to clean me up. Praise the Lord. There's a humility that's part of the logistic chain. Hallelujah. Before we can really have the joy of the Lord, we have to know that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And in this prayer, in this psalm, David is diligently seeking him, and he is humbling himself. He says, "I acknowledge my transgressions." Hallelujah. "And my sin is ever before me." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's talking about his own sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love to talk about other people's sin. We love to point the finger. When we listen to a sermon, we can think of 10 people it applies to. Praise God. But God wants us to see that it is us. You need to put yourself in this scripture. Hallelujah. Pastor Perkins, that was written about 2,500 or 3,000 years ago, and you want me to put myself in it? Yeah, you put yourself right there in the scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it says, "I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me," that's you. Hallelujah. That's me. "Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and clear when thou judgest." Hallelujah. There's no not guilty plea. I'm not trying to play like I'm innocent. I'm not hiring a lawyer to step in and say the breathalyzer wasn't calibrated. I'm not saying that I have a constitutional right to lie. Hallelujah. But he's saying, yeah, it's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of some grace. Hallelujah. I'm just here leaning on the everlasting arms right here. "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceived me. He's talking about sin before he even got here. Hallelujah. The stuff I did, now he's talking about original sin. Sin that applies to everybody, but he still does not give an excuse for his own sin. And you know we good at excusing our sin. Yeah, I did it, but he did this. I did it, yeah, but she made me do it. Whatever. But thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. So part of the logistics of coming is I get some wisdom along the way. I learn from my mistakes. I learn something about the goodness of the Lord. I find out how he works, praise God. That when he supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory, I got to apply, hallelujah, what he supplied. And he won't supply it, hallelujah, always when we want it. Sometimes he has us to abide, hallelujah, to wait, praise God, hallelujah, until we get ready to receive it, praise the Lord. You might have a child. That child might be 2 years old. That child might say, Mommy, I'm on a cell phone, hallelujah. And you might say, no, you're not ready for it, hallelujah, hallelujah. I was 7 years old. I begged my mama for a pocket knife. Now, she had already had to take me to the emergency room on other stuff, so she said, no, wait till you get 9. When I got 9, she said, wait till you get 12. I never got a pocket knife from her, hallelujah. She was wise, praise God. She was wise, praise God. I'm here and able to do that breath thing that Minister Malone was, because she didn't give me that pocket knife. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise. We have to humble ourselves. We have to have a sensitivity to sin. We have become, as a people, a little bit desensitized to sin, right? We find ourselves in a position where we think, praise the Lord, that this is all right and that is all right. Because people know how to put a pretty name on it, right? People shacking up. I know that's rough talk. And then they say life partner. That's sweet talk. People doing whatever they want to do, they got a sweet name for it. Hallelujah. That's just my sugar daddy or whatever. It's sin. It's original sin and it's individual sin. And we got to come clean before the Lord if you want to operate in the logistics of real biblical joy. Hallelujah. Because we can't have joy unless we are reconciled to God. We can't have joy, hallelujah, while we on spiritual probation all the time with God. We got to come clean, hallelujah, to the Lord. Call it what it is. Praise the Lord. Lay it on the altar. Cast all of that junk, all of that guilt, all of that regret, all of that shame, all of that wrong thinking, all of that dysfunction. Cast it on him. Hallelujah. And let him show how much he cares for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't go to God expecting, praise God, a pocket knife. Hallelujah. When you ain't even repenting. You ain't even really act like you got any kind of sense. Praise the Lord. You try and treat God like a part-time lover. Treat him like a chick on the side. Hallelujah. Put him in that box. Praise God. On Sunday morning, you bring him out of that box. You come to the Lord. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you come to the church, and hallelujah, you know all the words to say, praise the Lord. You know how to make the appearance, praise the Lord. You come in with your hands folded and all that. You just been swinging at somebody the night before, praise the Lord. God ain't no fool, hallelujah. We got to come in here real, praise the Lord, and let the Lord deal with us. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, because you can't have real joy with all this unconfessed sin in your heart. Hallelujah. You might think you're kicking it, praise the Lord, but you know what? How many times have we heard a testimony like that? There was a point in my life when God began to work on me. I wasn't ready to give myself to the Lord. I kept doing what I was doing. But the beer didn't taste that good. The singing at the club didn't taste that good. The stuff, the people I used to lay up in bed with, after I did that, I ain't had no peace. When I lied, I didn't have no peace. When I tricked people out of money, whatever it was, I didn't have no peace. Hallelujah. I didn't have no peace, praise God, because I knew there was a God. Hallelujah. I didn't know all the details. I wasn't ready, praise God. I wasn't ready. I thought I wasn't ready, praise God. I wasn't ready to repent. I wasn't ready to acknowledge. I wasn't ready to cast myself before him. I wasn't ready to lay my life down, hallelujah, and let him raise me back up again. Praise God. And what you're really saying, you're not really ready for the joy of the salvation. You wasn't really ready, praise God, hallelujah, to exchange your life for the life he has for you. Praise God. You thought that the way you were doing things was going to be okay, and that that was the way to do, and that's the way you could live. And that little moment of gratification, that little moment of whatever, whatever, praise God, you were willing to hold on to that. Than the joy of the Lord, the deliverance of the Lord, the peace of God which passes all understanding. Could nobody explain it to you? People will say, it's a new life, praise the Lord. And you would say, I've heard that before. And people would tell you, you'll have joy in your soul, hallelujah, even when things are going bad. And they say, I've heard old Deacon talking about that. Hallelujah. And you didn't believe it was true. You hoped it was true. Hallelujah. You didn't want anybody to know you were hoping it was true. But you hoped it was true. Hallelujah. And then you found yourself in a situation. Hallelujah. Where something got exposed. Praise God. And you had to do something. And you went before the Lord. Hallelujah. And said, it's me, Lord. Hallelujah. I've been pointing the finger at mama and daddy and auntie them. I've been pointing the finger at stuff that happened in our family. I've been pointing the stuff that happened in the second grade. Praise the Lord. Well, Lord, it's me. Hallelujah. My sin is ever before me. Hallelujah. I give it to you, praise God. I can't handle it, hallelujah, no more. I'm ready now, Lord, hallelujah, to admit, praise God, how much I need you. I need you now, Lord. I need you every hour. I need you to do something with this bag of bones. I need you to do something, hallelujah, with this messed up mind. I need you, hallelujah, to cleanse me. I need you to walk with me. I need a real friend, hallelujah. I had friends when I had money. I had friends when I could buy drinks, but I need a real friend that sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord, in the midnight hour. I need you, Lord, when the tears are coming down. I need you, Lord, when I don't know what to do and I don't know how to get myself out of this rut. Hallelujah. I need you then, Lord. Hallelujah. And I need you, Lord, after I talk to you and after I repent. Hallelujah. To stir those joy bells in my soul again, hallelujah. I want some joy out of this life, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Before they put me in a box and started singing some slow songs over me, I want some joy for real, Lord, hallelujah. I need you, hallelujah, to deal with me, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's got to be something more. There's got to be something more. Hallelujah. Happiness depends on what happens. Hallelujah. But when something bad happens, joy is unconditional. Hallelujah. And you can rejoice in the Lord and weep. You can praise the Lord and hurt. You can call on the one, hallelujah, that spoke out the heavens by his discretion. Hallelujah. And he can put your feet on a rock to stay. He can bless you in trouble. He can bless you when you're wrong. But you got to know how the logistics, the supply system of joy comes. It requires repentance. It requires a sensitivity to your sin. And there can't be any revival in the church if people are not sensitive to sin. It won't happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spiritual logistics, the logistics of real joy. Not just feeling good for some kind of temporary thing. Not just pulling the Lord Jesus Christ off the shelf on Sunday morning, saying a few hallelujahs, and going back to a life that you can only have superficial happiness when everything is going right. But we serve a God whose strength is made perfect in our weakness, whose grace is always sufficient for us. What does that mean? His grace is bigger than all the trouble and the mess and the situation you can get in. But it requires humility under his mighty hand. And he will exalt us in due season. Shaping in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desire truth in the inward part. That sounds like a man who has had an encounter with the Lord and an encounter with himself. And instead of just looking at the man in the mirror, he looked into what the word of God said. And that became a looking glass. And hallelujah. And he knew he had to make some changes. Hallelujah. Purge me with hyssop. Whatever it takes, even if it gets uncomfortable, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. If you purge me, Lord, I will be clean. Wash me. Hallelujah. Please wash me, Lord. How do we get washed? We get washed by the precious blood of Jesus. Wash me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I shall be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. The blemishes, the blotches, hallelujah. The bruises will be all taken away. And spiritually, hallelujah, I'm almost ready to really rejoice in the Lord. Make me to hear joy and I got to hear joy and gladness before I can really speak it. I have to hear joy and gladness before I can get it down in my spirit. Hallelujah. We don't want to be a people that praise him just with our lips, but we want to praise him from our innermost being. Hallelujah. And that praise brings joy, sacrifices of joy in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. He's talking about how painful repentance and acknowledging our own sin is. He used the strong language of the bones thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Don't deal with me according to my iniquities. Put some grace in there. Put some mercy in there. I can't stand the punishment I'm due. I can't stand to get what I deserve. I need some mercy, hallelujah, from you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine. Create in me. Hallelujah. A clean heart. Take away this heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. A heart of tenderness, a heart of love, a heart of compassion, a heart of sensitivity to sin, that it will break my heart to sin, that I will bring it to you, hallelujah, speedily, and I won't let that root of bitterness, hallelujah, to rise up in me, praise the Lord. Because when we wrong, we want to blame somebody else. When we are messed up, we want to blame God sometimes, praise God, hallelujah. And that will mess us up the more, hallelujah. We have to ask God, hallelujah, to create in us a clean heart. And why are we asking God that? Because we know our hearts are messed up. That our righteousnesses, as Isaiah said, are filthy rags. Aren't you glad that Jesus came? Aren't you glad that he that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him? A God who loved us so much that he wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. That his blood, his precious blood with the chromosomes of heaven in it, was exchanged for our sin. That sounds like a good deal for us, doesn't it? Hallelujah. And that our opportunity to gain his righteousness, hallelujah, praise God, was exchanged, hallelujah, for the filthy rags of our own righteousness. He that knew no sin was made sin. Not for the perfect person, not for the person who never had wanted to cuss nobody out, not for the person who just everything was just holiness and the super saint. For those of us who have struggles in our flesh, who have tempers, hallelujah. For those of us, hallelujah, who deal with stuff, we don't want to deal with stuff, hallelujah. Some of us who may have something in the rearview mirror that comes back every now and then, hallelujah. Praise God that he that knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might become, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That the joy that he wanted us to have even in the Garden of Eden is now delivered to us through the spiritual logistics of blood shed on a hill far away, a cross described as rugged, a cross described as bloody, a sacrifice that is described as scandalous, hallelujah, a price, hallelujah, that only God in flesh could pay, a price, hallelujah, we did not have to pay, because love stepped in, grace stepped in. A substitutionary sacrifice stepped in and said, I'm going to take their punishment for them. I'm going to take their stripes for them. I'm going to take their piercings for them. I'm going to take, hallelujah, their shame for them on the cross. And then on the third day, after having laid my life down, I will take it up again. Hallelujah. And I will supply all of the needs according to riches, even this thing that we all search for, joy, through the logistics described in this psalm of humility. My sin is ever before me. I need you, Lord, to create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. This same man of God in Psalm 139, hallelujah, said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And through the blood of Jesus, through the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, we can be fearfully and wonderfully remade, hallelujah, in the image, in the glorious sacrifice made on the cross, hallelujah, for us, hallelujah. While we were yet sinners, Christ commended his love toward us, dying for the ungodly. dying for the ones who didn't deserve no joy. But he set up a plan, a logistics, just like the Air Force or some of the military, when they trying to get materials, equipment, weapon systems, troops from the United States to maybe somewhere in the Middle East. Hallelujah. It takes a lot to get it to them. They got to know their logistics. They got to know how much, how are we going to get them there? Well, we're going to send this by the plane. We're going to send this by ship. Hallelujah. Do we have somewhere closer that has the part? Hallelujah. So we can assemble it maybe in Europe and get it there. There's a logistics. And sometimes the way that God blesses us, we can't figure it out, right? Hallelujah. It seems like a roundabout way that God blesses us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I ended up at a church on 10th Avenue North in Nashville, Tennessee. Hallelujah. That I never would have thought to go had God not put somebody in the supply chain by the name of First Lady Renita Perkins. I never would have gone to that church. I would have driven by it, thought it was a haunted house or something, you know. But God bless. Or it'd been condemned or something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God knows how to work these things in such a beautiful way that we could never orchestrate it. We could never figure it out. Hallelujah. And it turns out that there's only one way to heaven. Hallelujah. But he deals with us in a circuitous route. Hallelujah. He might take us through Toledo, through Mississippi, through overseas, through Nashville, through Jefferson Street, something you ain't never heard of when you were growing up. And God can do it. And when it's all said and done, and you go through all the circuitous route, you might come through Dallas. Praise God, we got two people from Dallas in the church today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all don't make no noise for Dallas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But anyway, so praise the Lord. I ain't mad at you. Y'all go ahead and make noise for that. Hallelujah. God might bring you through a circuitous route. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you might bring you through all these ways. Hallelujah. For 18 years, I was out in the country. Somewhere I never would have gone. Out in the country, all those winding roads, hallelujah. You expect somebody to jump out in the middle of the street with some banjos or something any moment, hallelujah. It's deep country. I'm a city boy, hallelujah. It's deep country, praise God. It's hills and hollers, hallelujah. I had to get some new vocabulary. What's a holler, you know? And I said, oh, okay, I figured it out. That's why. All those hills and hollers, for 18 years, our children were raised up in that church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But in the hills of Hollis, in big cities like Nashville, in places like New York, in places like California, in places overseas, there's still one way. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. It might take a roundabout way to get you there. It might take you through some places you never dreamed you would go. You might end up in Oregon. You might end up in Texas. You might even end up in Illinois. Hallelujah. And God will bring you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Through the spiritual and the logistics of joy to a place where you can rejoice no matter what's going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't believe there's been a day in my life since I got saved that I didn't laugh. I can't think of it. Laughed every day. They called us over in the evening one Monday and said our son had gone on to be glory. We had laughed that day before that, and sometime during the next day we laughed about something. We were heartbroken, devastated, but the logistics of joy is we can walk and chew gum in the kingdom of God at the same time. I'm the poster boy for that. Hallelujah. And it is because of the Lord. It is because of the Lord. It is because of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who, you go talk to anybody I went to school with, and they say, would you have picked him to be a public speaker of any kind? Even if he's an auctioneer, auctioning off people's old stuff, you know, at estate sale, they would have said, not him. I haven't heard him say two words in the 12 years we went to school. And when it came time for superlatives and stuff like that in school, they didn't think about me most likely to succeed or nothing like that. I got quietus. I earned it too. I wasn't mad at them. They told the truth on me. I was the quietest. I couldn't talk in front of people. Some may say, you still can't. That's all right. I ain't mad at you. But God has blessed us using unusual routes, things we never would have picked out, praise the Lord, as our route. God could take somebody who never wanted to be in a business of taking care of people and make them somebody who takes care of people. Could make somebody who only experienced with the medical profession as being in the hospital and make them into a doctor or a nurse. God could take somebody, praise the Lord, hallelujah, who starts out their career in an area like business, selling stock or selling securities, in an investment banking career, and change their hearts and mind and help them in a music career, can change us from doing something very detailed like accounting and put us in the field of poetry. God can do that. Hallelujah. And God can take us from a career of doing everything we wanted to do and then putting us in a position to warn other people not to do what we have done. Hallelujah. Why do you say that? Apostle Paul, killing Christians, throwing them in jail. Hallelujah. Pharisee of Pharisees, set at the feet of Gamaliel. Then he's elevated to the apostles, not to the Jews, as you would guess, as a rabbi, but to the Gentiles. Somebody who laid down his life to protect Christians, who would preach knowing they wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. God can do great things with us. Hallelujah. It's a logistics of joy. I can rejoice today, praise God, because I've been in that supply chain. I have had to humble myself. I have had to acknowledge my sin and my shortcomings and my attitude and my temper before the Lord. I have had to come before the Lord and get involved in the stream of grace. Hallelujah. And let him work something in me, praise God, that he wants to work. I had to yield. We've had to yield. Hallelujah. Surrender, praise God. Trust God, hallelujah, in a situation where things did not look good. Praise God, hallelujah. And God will bring us through, and he will give us the joy, because we got to have joy. It can't just be all obligation. It can't just all be hanging on by our fingernails. He gives us joy, praise God. Hallelujah. And he's got a logistics to get it to us, but the rough part is sometimes that logistics is pain and disappointing in our own conduct, and the Lord knows how to bless us. We thank God for the logistics of joy. Hallelujah. And all God's people said, Amen, 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 amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask your blessing on your word. Your word is already blessed, but we wanted to bless it in the hearts of the hearers, those present, those who have heard remotely, those who will listen later remotely. Lord, bless, sanctify it, make it still fresh months and years from now in the hearts of those who hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.